Blog Talk Radio.
Malcolm X. A song for the ancestors, brothers and sisters who paved the way. Lit the day, we owe them so much that it's impossible for us to pay. Let me say, what we must do is illuminate the path for those who are to come. And then our name will be called in the words of some future song.
A tribute.
They're the progenitors of humanity. They named the moon and the dawn. What we must do is understand the divine role we are to play. And our children will love us, and our names they will gladly claim. In tribute. Lit the day, we owe them so much that it's impossible for us to pay. Let me say, what we must learn is illuminate the path for those who are to come. And then our name will be called in the words of some future song of tribute. Yeah, this is a piece for the ancestors, brothers and sisters who've been here and gone. Face down the oppression so that our role could be lessened, who helped us to know that we are a part of the chain of life, and we owe to our children the same thing. We need to be children the same stands on, and if we live our lives correctly, we will be blessed to one day be called ancestors. This is a verbal libation.
Yes, whose names we do not know, Habaragani, Hotep, Assalamu Alaikum, Shalom Aleikum, and all those beautiful words of peace. I'm your host, Brother Derek Jibril, and you're listening to The Narrative. Today is August the 15th, 2021, and the truth keeps rolling on, everybody, about the judgment of God. I mean, it seems like every time you put on your television, your radio, you see some type of calamity, you see some type of disaster. You're now hearing about famine up in the, I think, mainly the Midwest, upper Midwest is taking place. And it is definitely a time of great trouble, as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad had taught us many years ago. I remember on the Theology of Time, part one, where he said that things will be getting worse every hour. I mean, every minute of the day, things are getting worse. And I can bear witness to that because I was reading a little small article that came over my telephone the other day of a toddler picking up a loaded gun. The mama was sitting at her computer screen on a Zoom call with her employer. And the baby pulled the trigger, shot the mom in the head. And that type of episode like that also hit close to home with one of my in-laws, one of my nephews. He had a son, and his son, he's out there trying to teach the son how to shoot. And the child turned the loaded gun on him, and now he's not here. I mean, brothers and sisters, we got to start thinking, pre-think situations that you put yourself in. Now, if that gun was loaded, then why was the gun accessible to the children? No safety on the gun. So the child picked up the gun, watching TV. TV, I'm sure it knew how to pull the trigger from somewhere. And America, from what I understand, has more violent content than other places in the world, even though other places, some places they minimize all that type of programming. But here everybody gotta have a gun. You know, if they could, they probably put a gun in a dog hand. No, matter of fact, they did that. Yeah, the Warner Brothers, it was some horse. A horse had a gun, and I think a dog did have a gun. I don't know. Boy, America's just as crazy as it is. Let me say hello to my guest host. But I get his mic on. Brother Wiley Muhammad, you in with us, sir?
Yes, brother. Thanks to God.
Yes, sir. Man, I tell you, crazy times, brother, crazy times. You know, we're here today. We're going to talk about the will, the power of God within man, woman, and child. All right? And want to let everybody know that today we'll be pulling from a lecture that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan made back in Chicago at the National House on October the 26th, 1986. And we're going to be discussing the will and how you can learn to take the will, your own personal will, and use it to your advantage. You got to understand something about you, about the will, is that you just cannot just walk up and say, as many of us was led to believe, just say be and it is. And boy, brother can bear me witness, people get a huge climber would come over in the mosque. A hose climber would come over in the church. You know, Jesus says, be and it is. And you can say the same thing, be and it is. Everybody, yeah, yeah. But the minute you try to sit up and say, be and it is, and then you forget one thing, that if you're going to say be and it is, and if you're trying to start some type of project, it's going to take time. Time is always going to be a factor. But we're going to talk about that today. Brother, you have anything you want to say to the people before we start?
Well, I thank you. What you said was on point. Put people on point. The conversation that we hope to have today regarding the will. So I'm
yes,
with
sir.
You, brother. I'm following your lead.
Yes, sir. Well, I'm gonna start here. First of all, I'm gonna open a question. What is the power of God in man, woman, and child? It is the will. and what will make you comprehend what the will is. The will in human beings is the force to move all cognitive mental transmissions of thought into action, mental or physical. As we look into other definitions of the will, brother, I found the will in the form of a noun, and it says that it is the faculty by which a person decides to initiate actions. And then in another definition, it says control deliberately. Now, that word control, bro, that needs to be understood, because you can see that control, just like positive and negative, you know, you can use control positively or you can use it negatively, as we have witnessed in the world today. I mean, control is a word that all human beings need to learn and understand. It is a word that is very manipulating in nature. It is a word tied to both success and failure. The successes of control are seen in freedom, justice, and equality. But the failures of control is shown in the manipulations of the masses of the people through law and punishment. And this is a fact. I mean, because if you look at the condition of the people in the world today, what is used to control the masses of the people? It is the constant threat of death, poverty, war, guns, and the penitentiary. The means and methods to control the world's people. People is a bearing of witness that the world leaders don't know what the hell they are doing. These means and methods have created a people of total dissatisfaction, brother. What say you?
Well, I first of all agree with the fact of what you said regarding the leaders of this world don't know what the hell they're doing. And it's becoming very obvious and apparent that they don't. Because they can no longer hide that fact from the masses of the people. You're looking at every day, people are making decisions very much independent of what is the will of the leaders of this society. And that has caused and is causing great problems. That's definitely something that is changing things. This world uses a force, very primitive force, to move people, and that force is the force of fear. And they're driving, let's say, the herds of people with fear, especially behind this disease. And the need and urgency to get the vaccine. And you seeing people who have a lot of fear, they are complying.
Right.
And you seeing people who don't are rebelling. And when you look at the numbers, man, they're almost 50-50. So that lets you know something got to give.
Right, right. Absolutely, brother, because, you know, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught that when the world's people reach 100% dissatisfaction, then a universal change is on the horizon. And I believe that 100% is here, man. Because even the animals didn't reach the level of dissatisfaction. Man, I've never lived in a time, man. When I think back on over the years that I have lived on this planet, I don't remember a time where animals just come out and just be attacking folks. But boy, they show attacking white people lately. Every time you look up.
You know, as I said, people are being driven by a very primitive aspect of the brain that generates fear. It was so primitive because at one time early on, pretty much, that's all we had to keep us alive.
Right.
You know, and motivated us to make choices based on that. And so, but we have moved really far past that now, for the most part. And so we don't need to be driven by that anymore like that. You know, it's like you go, this is funny, and I don't mean to laugh, definitely not in mockery, and anyone who is listening out there, I want that to be known, but if you, and I want to kind of clarify a little bit when I say people are being driven so much by fear, even when you go to your religious institutions. When you go to your religious institutions, people are driven by fear because either the devil gonna get you, you know, or either God gonna get you. But anywhere you go, you can't win because what? It's all fear motivated. So being that the true way of God had been lost for such a long time, the elite who ruled the masses instigated this fear and manipulated it to use to program the people. And so people are scared to death of God, and that's why they follow the way of those who they are programmed to believe have direct connection with God. And you have those that fear the devil because he scared them with, you know, I'm going to cause you all this pain and I'm going to cause you all this misery if you don't submit to the beast. So people people's lives are just operating on this fear-based mentality. And it's just destroying the masses. It's destroying the masses.
Absolutely. Cause I tell you, man, I mean, you can say it, you can see it, brother. A new day is emerging, and I tell you, in the light that is shining in every part of, on every land mass throughout the planet, is God's justice now. And see, there's another factor that's playing in all this stress, because man, you know, whenever you sleep at night, man. And a thunderstorm come rolling in. That thunderstorm be hitting your house so heavy the way it shake the house while you sleep. And it wakes you completely up at night because you don't know what to expect. I remember seeing one time in a small town, man, a nighttime tornado came through. But the tornado stayed in one spot, just whirling in one spot inside the middle of the town. You remember that? in the middle of town, just stayed there. Yeah. I mean, for a tornado not to move, you know, we used to seeing everything moving. Just like with Hurricane Harvey, people saw the hurricane came in and was moving like a hurricane normally do. But then the hurricane stopped, paused, and it reversed and went back into the Gulf of Mexico. Hurricanes don't reverse. Show me anywhere in the empirical data where a hurricane have ever stalled and then reversed itself and refueled, then drove itself up down. What's that street there? What's that highway to go down that way to come back into Houston from out by Rockport? Yeah, it came down I-10 and came into Houston. No, brother, I mean, this, man, people got to open up their eyes. This particular God here is very creative. Some of the things, man, that we have never witnessed before is taking place. Now you have hurricanes being brewed over here in the Western Hemisphere instead of being brewed on the coast of Africa. So you don't really have very much time to really get your act together. You know how we were saying last week, oh, I got time, I got plenty of time to take care of. No, you don't anymore. Didn't you hear a hurricane coming? You better prepare. Go ahead, bro.
I think it is saying, when I was a child, I thought as a child,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I acted as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things.
Right.
And so that just, I think it just shows the degree of maturity of the knowledge, wisdom, and understanding in one's life as they grow.
Mm-hmm.
And I say that because these people, and being very specific, the white people, they're like children in a laboratory of great scientists.
Mm-hmm.
And they look at the scientists, and they don't know how really the scientists are conducting experiments where they are willfully able to produce what they will. And so as a result, the children in there, they're just mixing stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
They're just mixing stuff. And
right.
What they're mixing, they don't realize the potential danger of the things that they're mixing. Now, I look at this
mm-hmm.
when it comes to the way the planet is today as a result of these children experimenting and have brought about disasters that they couldn't control, that they didn't even know how they brought them about. And so Ooh. Now they're in a place where they don't know how to get out of their own way. And exactly. by them not knowing how to get out of their own way, you know, they are ruled by fear. It's very primitive, like I said. If they're ruled by fear, and the fear is just creating a lot of anarchy and all sorts of
yes.
wars and all kinds of things. Trying to somehow manage this power to get back on the course. Well, they can't. They can.
Yeah, they can.
And so they have brought down upon themselves destruction. And they can't turn it off. And they're very, very frightened as a result of it, their own behavior. Even they're telling you, and they're telling you everywhere you look, who's responsible for the condition of the planet? Who is? Well, wouldn't it be the ones who have been in charge of it for all of these years, for at least 6,000? They didn't know what the hell to do with it. They didn't know what they was doing, you know. And so as a result, they have to be removed. They have to be removed. And then once they are removed out of this great lab, this is just one way I'm expressing it, then the real scientists can come in and bring things back to order. Because they know exactly what and what not to combine.
Right.
In order to neutralize as well as in order to produce what is desirable to bring about peace and tranquility and harmony. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
So that's just the way that I expressed it.
Right. Interesting. You know, when I was a child, my mother would say that God's judgment would be fire. Would be of fire. And then once you think about it, why fire? Because fire really operates on two fronts. You know, it consumes and it also purifies at the same time if you're looking at it spiritually. You know, there are two types of fire, and I've said it before on this program. You're looking at two types. You got a spiritual fire and a physical fire. You know, the spiritual fires of what? Anger, strife, hatred, envy, jealousy. But the physical fire, that is brutality, murder, famine, illness, pandemic. You can even add that into the list now. You know, all the threats to our physical being. But this COVID-19 is a physical fire that is consuming the world. And it shows no signs of stopping anytime soon. So since COVID will not be going away anytime soon, you must learn to adapt with its presence. You know what I mean? As we pointed out last week, brother, we don't hear nothing about vaccine, take the vaccine. But so little is being said, you know what I'm saying, about what you can take to help your body fight off the virus. You know, the Honorable Minister was Farrakhan. Go ahead, brother. Yeah. I want to say where the minister during that July 4th speech on the criterion mentioned of 14 therapies that exist in the world. And, you know, you don't hear nothing of them on television or radio, you know, or in print. But, you know, they you know, the people are growing in suspicion every day about the motives of those who keep constantly pushing vaccine. Is it really a sincere cry, or is it a money on the table for television, radios, newspapers, and magazines, and social media to benefit off of? I mean, because the seriousness of it all is getting lost in the greed of it all. Capitalists. This place is just capitalist until the day it dies. But after you say what you want to say, brother, I'm going to drop an announcement that came from the nation. Go ahead.
Okay, you want to go ahead and do that? I can wait.
Okay. Okay, well, I just want to say this to the people who are just hearing us for the first time. You know that for 90 years, the Nation of Islam, founded by Master Faraj Muhammad and established by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, have been the watchmen and the watchwomen of truth to our people in the world for a long time now. For the nation to be in existence for 90 years, we have shown that we have lowered our wings and covered our people up despite the misunderstanding and distrust of us. But nevertheless, you are our brothers and sisters, and we are yours. And on August the 25th, 2021, on that evening, the nation will be hosting a seminar of doctors and scientists concerning the different therapies that exist in the world that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan spoke of in the Criterion Lecture. So set your time and calendar for August 25th, 2021. I believe they're going to put up more information on it, so you can go to www.noi.org for more information. All right, brother. Go ahead, brother. What you going to say?
Well, you know, one of the biggest arguments among two great nations, you could say even three, but primarily two, is America and China. As to the origin of COVID, right?
Right.
First of all, it has been uncovered that China, as well as America, as well as together, have been secretly working on these diabolical methods of killing human beings, and so for a while, under the Trump administration, they were blaming China as the culprit of this mishap, as they referred to it.
Right.
And China said it was America. And as, you know, once you started the talking, it started leaking. And so more leaked out and more leaked out, and you find out that, hey, they've been doing something together, experimenting on all of these incredible killing methods of human beings.
Right.
So when you look at something like this virus and how it came about, brother, you're dealing with human beings. Human beings who brought it about.
Right.
Right? Human beings who brought it about. Now, think about what I said initially when I was saying when I was a child, I thought as a child. I acted as a child. But when I became an adult, a man, I put away childish things. See, right. There's a whole lot going on in this world. People just aren't aware of it.
Right.
But because they're unaware of it don't mean it's not going on.
Exactly.
You see, and when you began to look at such papers as silent weapons for quiet war,
right,
then you have to realize and understand the little boys that are in the science laboratory. They're somewhere where they shouldn't be. And as a result, they are concocting various things in it that is so dangerous, that is so incredibly dangerous. They don't know what to do with it. They be trying to find methods of hiding it and concealing it. But it's so dangerous, when they investigate, they realize that what? There's no containment for it. And, you know, understanding what kind of human beings you're dealing with here.
Right.
These things are very liable to, what, escape into the mass society. Boy, and once the, what is that, once Jack come out of the box, boy, it is hard to get Jack back in that box.
Yeah, true.
You got something like this, and others even were before this. And you ask, why is COVID related to such thing as SARS and HIV and all of these things? Where did they come from? Is it natural or is it man-crafted? You understand? And then you think about them little boys who really don't know what they think they know, playing in the laboratory, experimenting with things that are so incredibly dangerous, you see. And then once they realize how dangerous it is, you want to hide it. You say, we must contain this. But now you find that it's so difficult to contain. You can't find a container for it. And because you got to look at the strength of the container. And they finding out that this stuff going to seek out over a period of time. The nature of it is this. And then when you handle it, the more you handle it, the more liable you are to what? Come in contact with it some kind of way. And boom, then you go out into the wider public. And what? Now it is found many hosts that it can go in and out of. Animals, people, all kinds of things. And then you got to spread, you know. And you got to spread, you got an epidemic. And then when you move from that, it's wider until you got a pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got something that is world or globally, all over everywhere. So I'm just simply saying this. slang, street slang. You get what your hand calls for. You get what your hand called for.
That's true.
You see, he don't know very much yet. I don't want to be so, you might say, I don't think I'm being so critical of white people. It's far greater than that, what I'm saying. The people have only been on the planet for a very short while. A very short while compared to the time of other people being on the planet. They are the last to come from the tree.
Mm-hmm.
They are the last to come from the tree. And so they are digging all everywhere and looking and because they don't know. So how are they to find out things is relics and remnants of us.
Right.
They digging up and searching and looking and trying to read and understand and then utilize it to project themselves past the time so designated that they would be on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know that may be a bit much for the listening audience to grasp, but the listening audience is aware enough to know that they won't be the first of societies that have lived, thrived on the planet, and then were totally wiped out. There have been others. They can tell you that from remnants that they have found. They tell you when you dig deep enough, when you dig deep enough into the earth, then you can find what other societies that long existed before them and are not here anymore.
Right.
So I think people have to grasp that idea, and if they grasp that idea and simply realize that, then it won't seem so foreign or extreme.
Right.
What we are talking about as taught by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad pertaining to white people.
Right. Because it is definitely going to be a natural type thing, you know, it's just going to be
very
a gradual thing as well, because we don't know how many years it's going to take to eradicate all, because was told that a remnant will see the hereafter, but we don't know what a remnant is, you know what I'm saying?
I can say this. We know. And so when you look at when the start of this was to occur, that it's running time of utter destruction. Utter destruction.
Destruction
was 390 years.
Yes.
We haven't reached that mark yet. So
right
in scriptural language, it is referred to where we are today as the beginning of sorrows. So if you look at where we are today as the beginning of sorrow, and it's this bad now, then what you think it's going to be like 20, 50 years, 100 years from now? What do you think it's going to be? We're talking about destruction still going on. This is check this out. I want to mention this because it's so relevant. One of the top movies billing today is called The Last Purge.
Oh, wow.
And
okay.
Yes, it's called The Last Purge. And so this purging here is going to be going on for quite a while until not only the planet will remove this scourge, the forever purge, excuse me, thank you. That was the name of it, the Forever Purge. Yeah.
Okay.
The this purge is going to totally wipe out. Listen real good. Is going to totally wipe out these people. They cannot, listen, I'm saying this purge that is happening right now that a lot of people is beginning to have to deal with because it don't look like no way out of this. It's not. It has started already. It has started already. It is, and we say, how long did you think that you were going to be able to continue? And I'm talking to mankind. Right. How long do you think you were going to be able to continue this up on the planet without anything being done? That you were just going to, no, you're not going to destroy the planet. No, the planet will consume you.
That's right.
And that's what the planet is doing. It's very little on the planet now that is clean. Listen at me really good. There's very little on the planet right now that is clean.
Mm-hmm.
The earth has been poisoned on its
surface.
Yes, it has. Therefore, the food that we are consuming is primarily what?
Oh, it's tainted.
Yes.
Definitely tainted.
He have poisoned the oceans. He have poisoned the lakes, the rivers.
Right.
The streams, the canals, the bayous are poisoned.
Right.
Think about it. He have poisoned the air that we have to breathe to live.
Right.
So how long do you think you can constantly be consuming this poison and your biology remain as it is? He already know, but he don't care.
Right.
That's why the scriptures say, woe unto the inhabitants of the land. For the devil have come down with great wrath. For he knows he has but a short time to live. He want to kill everybody. And have left without the intervening of the one we believe and recognize to be the Allah today, then that's what he would do. He's quite upset about having to leave all that he has built for himself.
Right, right.
And he's a sore loser.
Oh, yeah. And don't
play
fast.
I'm making this very plain where people can really look at it. And I'm saying you ain't got to take my word for it. Just look at and examine what I'm saying at the culprits behind the disasters that are occurring today on the planet as a result of man's lack of care and lack of love for our beautiful home.
That's right.
Look at it. Just check it out. It doesn't matter what language you speak. It doesn't matter what group you are from. Look at it. And think about what I said. Who is the culprit behind all of this poison that is destroying, all of this destruction that is destroying? that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's being blamed on who? Who is it being blamed on? It's being blamed on God.
Yep.
It's being blamed on God. Who would blame it on God other than a devil?
Exactly.
Just think about what I'm saying.
It's true.
I rest my case.
And then you already know, man, they're going to hit the gavel and talk about we got to take an hour recess. ain't no way in the world you're going to be able to formulate a lie against what you just said. Because everybody gonna say it with one voice. Who messed up all this stuff all over the earth? And then you had to let an Indian representative go, the white man. They say it so much better than we do, because, boy, they say it with some disdainment behind it.
He's a natural-born killer. He's a natural-born killer. He was born out of murder and death. He was born out of it. So how can he be otherwise?
Right.
Murder and death, was the very acts that gave him birth.
Right.
He's a natural-born liar. Natural-born liar. As the scriptures say, when he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own. For he is a liar and the father of it. Yet the people keep looking for him to tell them the truth. And
Yes, it is.
Why would you constantly look for a known liar to tell you the truth?
Right.
What evidence has shown you through time that he will tell you the truth? What is it?
Right.
I mean, look, if you're in a courtroom, they want to see your record. They want to look at your track record. Do you think he can really afford to show you his track record?
Oh, no, man.
What will his track record do for him in the way
of...
It will indict
him. Yeah.
And he will be convicted. Brother, why are you saying this? I'm saying it, but this was God, we believe, who brought his record before the world and showed it publicly through the teachings that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad revealed to the world.
That's right.
Let's call to see if the earth will speak in his behalf. Let's call and see if the animals on the earth will speak in his behalf. You know, you need a witness.
Uh-huh.
You need somebody to speak. Can we get the animals on the earth to do it? What about the plants? Can we get the plants on the earth to speak about it? Surely we can get the water on the earth to say he was a good fella and not that bad. What about the air?
Right.
Can we get the air to say he's a good fella and not that bad?
No.
Man, I'm just saying what is apparent if one want to look to see. None of his allies trust him anymore. Look at it. He is showing you every day that he will run off and leave his allies stranded. Look kind of track record is that.
Right. Exactly. And that is
When is the last time you have known these people to win a war? When is the last they can't win one? Even against smaller rural nations. When is the last time? How can a nation such as this with mass power of destructive capabilities, why can't they win a war?
Mm-hmm.
Against nations that have virtually nothing but, you might say, rifles of some sorts. Crude rural weapons. When the last time? What is that statement making? Who on the planet is scared of him now? Boy, this is, y'all better look. You better study what I'm saying. And you better pay attention. This is the folding up. Because, this is it. This is really it. It ain't, I know we're talking about today the will of God, right?
Right, right.
That's the topic we're discussing, but all of this that we're discussing is very relative to the subject matter, the will of God.
Oh, yeah. It's the groundwork.
Go ahead, brother.
Yes, sir, it's the groundwork. Brother, we almost at top of the hour.
Really?
And that goes to show you, man, boy, you know, somebody must have to hear this. Like you say, whenever I write these shows up and whatever it, I do it based on inspiration, and you know it was just led for me to do this today. It's just been in my mind, man. Especially by like looking at the news from time to time, hearing some of the things that people say, and watching the reports every day, man. People got to be reminded, man. Look. Yeah, I know some of y'all must think that there's no such thing as a God out there. You don't think God really got control.
That's right.
And you have no idea, especially those of you who say with your lip, oh, there is no God. You know. What, man, brother, you know, when you look at motion, before motion is produced, there has to be an applied force, right? Without force, there can be no motion, period. But who put the motion into motion? I mean, life force, what is it? What is life? Life is the harnessing of energy, for those of you who understand. And who do we say life originated from? Most would say God or supreme being. To say that, I mean, there's no God behind what we see, learn, and know. You, sister, you, brother, and all you other ones out there who think like that, you are a classified, bona fide liar. Because reality shows that there's always something behind what you see. So when we come back, I promise we're going to get into the wheel, okay? We're going to take a music break and we'll be back on the net. right. We are back for hour number two here on The Narrative. Today we're talking about the will, the power of God within man, woman, and child. And in the show description, for those of you who are listening to us online, it says that the will of God is a great energy force from the originator. It serves us on two fronts, life and force. When you submit your will to do God's will, high levels of knowledge, deeper realms of understanding and truth will shine through your being in the manner of the rays of light emanating from the sun. And I wanted to go into this subject because, man, I see so many people, and I talk to so many who have all these ideas. You know, I mean, great ideas. And most people they have these dreams of being business owners and whatnot, and having these big enterprises where they sitting as the helm of these enterprises. But the reality shows something far different for a lot of you, because many of you don't like to read. You don't even read. You don't want to take the time. You're impatient. How do you think a lot of these things come about? Do you think that the earth just all of a sudden appeared here as whites? Theologians or whatever they call themselves put on there, got the world believing that this place evolved in 6,000 years. You got to be a fool to believe that. There's always a time factor in everything. Even from the originator, from the first spark in the universe, do you think God just all of a sudden just appeared? Allah, supreme being, disappeared, and there was no big dispensation of time in between to the God that you know of God now, the knowledge that you have of God now, as opposed to the knowledge of God for over 60 trillion years ago. So we're going to talk about that today. So I'm going to I'm going to be drawing from The Will of God by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, and then and Big Brother, he's gonna be adding on his knowledge as well. But I'm gonna read this from the minister. He says that everything in creation is the manifestation of the will of God. All of the creation expresses the attributes or characteristics of this mighty being, the originator of the heavens and the earth. But the will of God is the power behind the throne. The will of God is the power behind the universe, its creation, its maintenance, and its sustenance. The Holy Quran constantly reminds us that Allah commands is just be, and it is. But this is not some spooky term such as abracadabra or open sesame. When Allah God says be, he summons the power of his own being, his creative mind and will to bring about that which he will. That's very important. We're going to get on to that. Also it says, when Allah says be, it is an expression of his will, but it is more than just the expression of his will. For when he says be, everybody listen. He arranges forces, resources, angels, people, according to a plan to bring about the fruition of his will. All right, dear brother. let's see how many people we can free today on this, because
all free.
Yes, sir, because yes, sir. For the messenger, and I say all praise due to Allah as well for the students, the followers, and the teachers, because these are the lights. These are the stars that bring the light of that messenger to the world, to the people in the places where you know, man, like the man told Mr. Farrakhan, and said about Mr. Farrakhan that he goes into places where he can't go into. That's what the messenger said when he was talking to him. And man, because like you, dear brother, remember that saying you said he would send you into little towns or cities, wherever you say you go, then you got to start right there.
Yeah.
And it could be some weird, treacherous situations, but he tell you go in the name of Allah. Here you go, and boom, no money comes, no nothing. You got to raise up the place yourself.
He's,
beautiful.
You know, I think about those kinds of things quite frequently.
Right.
Oh, where I have journeyed as a result of my inspiration.
Right.
Of his, you know, from his teachings. We kind of like sunlight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every little crevice in the earth.
Right.
It seeps through and reaches what it needs to reach.
That's right.
In order to bring about its growth and development. It's like, you know, if we're not in, I want to say this.
Go ahead.
We see ourselves as really unimportant.
Mm-hmm.
We really see ourselves as we're not important. What's
right.
important is the message, the teachings that is in us that we bring with us.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's important.
Right.
It's not too important that we're seeing what we look like and all of that.
Right.
You got to watch that. That's a way that you can end up not where you want to be when you're thinking like that. But what's important to us is we are so happy. We are so moved. We move to tears when we see one that embraces the teachings that come from our leader. We really feel wonderful. There's nothing to compare with that.
Mm-hmm.
When Allah grants us success in reaching his people, that's
mm-hmm.
the ultimate. That's the ultimate experience for us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying this because this inspiration of God, motivates us.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Oh, yeah.
To go out. And when we go out, we are faced with all kinds of obstacles, all kinds of difficulties. We face with all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But it don't matter. Why don't it matter, brother? Why would you say that? The only
mm-hmm.
thing matters is why and what we are out there to do. And that is to get these teachings
right.
to God's people.
That's right.
So they say, What is moving them to do this? It's God's will that it be done.
Mm-hmm.
So he prepares us to do it.
Right.
He know what he got. He know what he got in each of us.
Right.
And he prepares us to do it. And when right. we go to do it, we don't shuffle our feet. We don't look around afraid and scared because of the mm-hmm. opposition that we face. No, that's glory time.
Right.
So it's a matching of wheels. We already know if we fall, there's another one going to be there, and another one, and another one, and another
right.
one. But you're not going to stop what is the will of God. You're
right.
not going to stop it. Nothing within this universe can stop his will.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are charged. We are charged by that wheel.
Right.
It's amazing
That's
when
right.
you understand this biology. Boy, look at here. We are lit up. We are really lit up by that inspiration. And
mm-hmm.
we say, as brothers, what? We are fired up. And fired up means
right.
we lit up. We charged up.
You lit up.
We have
yeah.
what we need to go out and accomplish God's will.
Right,
He don't, no. He don't shout us. He don't shout us. He give us exactly what we need to accomplish the goal that we set out to do.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing going to stop us. That kind of determination, that's his determination.
Right.
That's God's determination.
Mm-hmm.
So how can we be stopped?
Right.
No, that's how he trapped that's how the devil trapped all these other slaves. He makes them afraid of death.
Right.
And if you are afraid of death, there's no way you can serve God. How you going to be a servant of God? Do you know what that is? If you're afraid of death, you cannot serve God.
Right.
That is a contradiction in itself. That's a contradiction.
That's right.
And it's proof that if you fear other than Allah, and they said, well, what you mean, brother, we ain't supposed to have no fear. How do you mean a fear of Allah? What we fear is his displeasure with us.
Yeah, exactly.
You got to understand the heart of a Muslim. The heart of a Muslim, he fears God's displeasure with him.
Mm-hmm.
There's no greater chastisement for a Muslim than for God's pleasure with him to be withheld.
Yeah.
No,
exactly.
Brother, we don't fear death. That's God's will. He make us right. What
right.
I
mean, exactly.
He make us right. Purify our affections.
Right.
Yes, he purify our affections. And we go, when we go for something, it's his will.
Mm-hmm.
And we get it. You say, well,
exactly.
I stopped that, brother. No, you, you deceived yourself in thinking that you stopped that, brother. And
yeah,
here come
exactly.
10 more. Here come 10
yeah.
more. And you say, well, I stopped that 10. here come 100 more.
Here come 100 more.
Here come 1,000 more. Here
That's
come
right.
10,000 more. You will not stop the will of God.
Exactly. You know, you threw up that fear word. And that's kind of basically what this is about, because in everybody, this is part one. Trust me, I got a lot to share with you all concerning this subject. And because you know in the book, let's see, Think and Grow Rich, right, by Napoleon Hill.
Yeah.
This man, he mentioned 6 ghosts of fear that keeps people back from doing, from holding them back from them just realizing what they can do powerfully. I mean, you're a powerful creation, brothers and sisters. And boy, when you couple with the God at the same time, man, you will get exactly what it is that you're after. But there is a process, and it's also a process of elimination. As well, we get through it, but here we go. The 6 doses of fear, the fear of criticism. Fear, let's see. Yeah, because that is definitely a big one, ain't it, brother? Fear of criticism. Because you're worrying about how somebody think about you.
That's right,
know. Every job I've been on, they knew who or what I was, because I let the light shine. and then, brother, I do remember some time where I had a supervisor. Every black holiday, she would already automatically mark me off, because I already know Derek not coming. And that's true. And a lot of us, man, you don't have to hide what and who you are, hiding all under the cover of darkness. You don't have to do that. I mean, sitting in the light is much better than always trying to hide out in the dark, because whenever you acquiesce or hide out in the dark, and I'm not telling you to go out and you know who I am all on your job. You don't have to do that. Brother just told you. Man, We are ambassadors. All of you who are believers, you are ambassadors of these teachings. And wherever you go, the teachings go. And trust and believe. Does God know who he wants? You can just go and just stand there like I did one night. And that brother looked at me. He heard what I was saying. And then he asked me, he said, "Are you a Muslim?" I didn't have to say very much. It's just a certain frequency and certain words that you can say that people would catch on. Right there, brother?
Well, that's right.
They just sense it. Let me go on. Fear of ill health. That's happening right now.
That's right.
Fear of ill health, and then he says fear of loss of love.
That's right. That gets a lot of them.
Yeah. Fear of old age.
That gets a lot of them, too.
You're only as old as you think. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to feel that way. But like you say, that gets a lot of folks. Oh, and the fear of death.
Oh, man, yeah. That's one now.
That's the
one that reigns supreme.
Yes, sir. And
once he got you down.
That death can be looked at in beneficial ways as well. And you know why I'm saying that? Is because it's something that you're doing right now, or some type of element that you're suffering with, or something that you, even if it's a spiritual level, of things that you want to get rid of. you got to cause it to die within you. Use that knowledge of death to kill the things that's unwanted in you, that you don't want.
Good teaching. Good teaching.
Put it to
brother.
Death. You can do that. I mean, you still got life in your body, don't you? You ain't, it ain't like you woke up. What was that? One brother, I think he was a comedian. He fell asleep. And then he couldn't move. Then he started screaming. Ah! Man, come on, brothers and sisters. You, certain things you're going to have to put to death in your life. And if you know, if you're trying to understand yourself and how to use that wonderful power that God put in us, and that's the ability to choose. If you choose God's way, you know doggone well you can't go up there and be calling God the N-word. Ian, I told you said you'd be there for me. You can't do that, and you know that. You won't even feel right to do that. But there are a lot of things that in order to access the favor of God, certain things you're going to have to change on. That's the bottom line. Go ahead, big brother.
Well, furthering on the will, you know, is you ask yourself, what kind of determination you got. And to show you a little parallel of this is,
yes, sir.
There was a little Chinese proverb, you might say, story about this man who was a farmer, right? And
yes,
he had this land, and in the back of his property he had this big old hill, and it was interfering with what he wanted to do, which was to utilize that area to farm.
Mm-hmm.
So he told the people that he was going to, and his family, that he was going to remove that hill.
Right.
Well, he didn't have nothing at the time, I think, but like a pickaxe and a shovel. And so when he started off to remove it, trying to remove it, everybody just laughed that he was the biggest joke in the world. People would just sit out and just watch him and just laugh like hell. Right?
Yep. Right.
So he had a family and he had sons. And the sons, he taught what he was aiming to do, remove that hill, because it interfered with what he wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
So the poor man, he worked until he couldn't work no more, and he died. Well, when he died, everybody again found it to be a joke and laughed.
Right.
But his sons took on the task of their father. And his grandsons took on the task of their father. On and on and on. Because
mm-hmm.
they would not let their fathers become jokes,
right.
Become liars. And so taking on that task, and as time changed, you know, tools change.
Right.
And as the tools changed, they were able to do more in removing it. And eventually they removed it. They removed it.
Yep.
And there was honor of the highest on the man that started it and the offspring that finished it.
Right.
So it's, you know, it's kind of like this with our humble beginnings.
Right.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
Not no Muslim that come under the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, we will never, ever, under no circumstances, allow our parents to be deemed as liars.
Right.
Their will be fulfilled.
Mm. Yes, sir.
You understand?
Yes, I like the way you put that. Oh, yeah. Yes,
their will be fulfilled.
Will be done. And that's a powerful lesson
pictures.
What you just said. God, dog.
I'm going to tell you, we had these pictures of the messenger, right?
Yeah.
Sitting at this table with a glass of water. And he was kind of had a smile on his face.
Right.
And he said, oh, don't laugh. Don't laugh when you see me go. You know, the God is coming. And he's not coming to do no more teaching.
Right.
He's coming to exercise judgment. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you stick around. And if you stick around long enough, oh, yeah. You'll see that he will be successful.
Right. Man, I like the way that little story went, because that's true, man. You see a person working as hard as they do, and yeah, they may pass on before they get it accomplished, whatever their goal may be, but then the next generation could pick up the same banner and keep on, then it may not happen there for that generation. But the third generation, then it may come to fruition. And man, that's a beautiful way of putting it, because that's how the wheel operates.
That is right. That's why
you
put
saying
it that way.
And that's what I was getting at. I say, man, that's exactly how the wheel operates. Because all of us, man, and for what I've learned, man, just by going through different people's spiritual teachings, like one man, for instance, his name is Horatz Khan, and Mr. Khan brought something up dealing with desire, and he speaks about this four desires that one must look at, and that's the desire to live, the desire to this book trying to close up on me. Let me see. Oh boy. Oh, here we go. The desire to know is the next one. The desire for power. And the last one is the desire for happiness. I'm sure there's more, because, you know, desire is just like the word to, you know. It pops up in all kinds of places. Yeah. Go ahead, brother. You want to add to that one?
There are some lines that we say in our prayer to God. And we say, oh, Allah, make Muhammad successful as thou didst make Abraham, and the true and the faithful followers of Abraham successful.
Mm-hmm.
For surely thou art praised and magnified in our midst forever.
Right.
You see, I think one of, you know, those words for us are truly inspirational.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is a lot of work, and when you're doing a lot of work, home, you're expending a lot of energy. And when you
right.
expend a lot of energy, you're fatigued, right?
Right.
And so the natural course of things, you can be in a lot of pain, a lot of all of that. But God gave us something. He gave us these prayers.
Right.
And when we, which are indeed his words.
Right.
And so when we recite these prayers, what they are to us is life.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about the will of God. What they are to us is life.
Right.
They fill us with power. They rejuvenate us with power.
Right.
And we'll move highly to continue the course and fulfilling
mm-hmm.
the will of God. See, that's how it works.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, and brother, we definitely want to let the people know too, man. Are you, those of you who are listening? I know you heard this before. God is man, and man is God. There, you as a man, you have to go up to. You got to climb a certain degree to become God. But God, think about it, but Supreme God, they don't even have to climb. you are under control deliberately, but, you know, and to say this, I don't want to confuse anybody, but, you know, as a chosen people, as a chosen people, who do you think you work for? And I know some of them say, oh, well, you know, we working for the devil too. But who do you think the devil working for today? You don't think God, especially this God in this time frame, you don't think you don't have control of all things? That's what it says in the Quran, has powers of all, over all things. Not some things, all things. So I want you all to start exploring yourselves as we go through this. Because, you know what, brother? Oh man. You know what? Let me get it out the area code. The telephone number is 914-205-5519. That's 914-205-5519. I hear somebody trying to click in now. They may have a question or a comment, brother, so I'm going to open it up. I hope I'm not opening up the wrong one because the click came when I wasn't looking at the board. So you all, if I come to you, just tell me that you're just listening in. Thanks. Area code 818-922, question or comment?
This is Brother Derek Muhammad, brother. I'm finally called in to this illustrious program, to give the salutations to the great God. Salam alaikum.
Good to hear you, man. I was thinking about you last night, man.
Oh man, praise be to Allah, man. Look, y'all killing it. I ain't got nothing to say. I'm just listening, brother. That's it, man. I'm on my way to see a partner of mine I ain't seen in about 10 years. So while I'm in transit, I chimed in, man, just to get a good word on the way. Well, on my journey.
Yes, sir.
So I didn't want that, bro. All right. And I agree with everything y'all said. 1,144,000%, brother.
Ooh, boy, that's a high percentage there. Well, thank you, brother, for calling in. We'll talk to you soon, yeah?
Yes, sir.
Peace.
All right. Brother Derek, we're going to have him back on the show, I promise you, sometime soon. And yes, sir. And you know, this thing of looking at ourselves separated from that one that's giving us life, you know, that you defeating your whole purpose in the first place by doing that. You know, one thing that I like what Mr. Farrakhan has said in here was let's see if I find that. Because he says that you know, when the God brings about his will, it says he arranges forces, resources, angels, and people according to a plan to bring about the fruition of his will. Now, there are a lot of people out there, because I talk to you a lot, and you tell me how you wanna own your own business, how you wanna do things to better your condition and your family's life. But your first step, as according to some of the other books I've been picking up, the first step you need to start with is a desire to do it. If you don't have no aim or focus on what it is that you want to bring about and achieve, then it'll never be done. Just like Brother Derek that we just spoke to, that called in. Brother had a desire for film. And he didn't sit around and waiting on the mystery God to drop bread or drop a opportunity. That brother hit the stage, man, and when he was doing his stand up there in Cleveland area in Ohio. So brother just stayed still at what it is that he wanted to do and achieve. Brother Derek, I remember listening to, he used to have an old show on Blog Talk was called Muhammad on Film. And I listened to some of those. You all can still pull it up on Blog Talk. I don't think they went anywhere. And right now he's doing a YouTube. He has a YouTube channel. If you type in Derek Muhammad in your YouTube search browser, it will come up. And you all take a look at this brother. This brother is brilliant. When I tell you brilliant, he's brilliant to me, because he'll say, no, that ain't me. Kind of like Brother Wiley. Oh, I got to take that jacket off. If somebody gives the brother a good compliment, brother say, no, I got to take that jacket off. Don't call me wise. But yet, brother is wise in what he knows, you know? And Brother Derek is like that, and I think there's so many other stories like Brother Derek that's out there, and brother and sister, you have the opportunity to start your story at any time. You got life in your body every day, but our brother dropped us a jewel of wisdom that I tell you all. If you all would just take that little bit from what he said and said many shows ago, that there is only one pattern. Understand that. Only one. And that came from the originator. If you follow the pattern that the originator from eons of time laid down, man, there's nothing to stop you. You can't stop or frustrate the will of God. And if the God's will is strong in you, there's nothing that's going to stop you from bringing it about. Except your own fear. Except your own fear. Because you're going to hold you back. Yeah, dear brother. You know, go ahead.
I was just saying, you know, the object, you know. You be talking to, you hear a lot of people talk about the oneness, et cetera, you know, the oneness of God, the oneness, period, you know. And my wife, she told me this morning, look, have you seen that commercial about LeBron James? I said, what? She said he has this commercial, you know.
Yeah.
What if he had just put on the snooze button when it was time to get up and do what it was, and that would make him be the GOAT, the greatest of all time? What if he had just not gotten up? He just put the snooze button on so that he could sleep longer. See, a lot of us, we put the snooze button on.
Right.
We want to get more sleep. We haven't been asleep long enough. We need to sleep longer. Don't nothing come to what? Only thing come to a sleeper is dreams and nightmares.
Yeah, exactly.
You see?
Right.
it's about getting up and doing something.
Right.
The will is something that has to be tested. And the more the will is tested, the stronger it gets, or it manifests the degree of strength and weakness of the will.
Right, right.
So it's not about saying you have a strong will. It's about doing, because doing will manifest just how strong or how weak your will is. When
That's
you
right.
are confronted with obstacles,
right.
when you are confronted with those things that challenge your will, what will you do then?
Yeah.
And
right.
so a lot of times you have people, they don't want to pay the price.
Right.
They just don't want to pay the price. They want to get it through or by some other means. And so they look for shortcuts. They look to cheat.
Oh, yeah.
They look to do all of those things that are not so virtuous.
Right.
Lie, cheat, steal,
yeah.
you know, all kinds of things, you know.
Right.
So I say, when you know, just practice little things. If you want to strengthen your will, practice little things. Don't jump onto something that may crush you. Just little bitty things. You know,
exactly.
And work your way up. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
And as
point.
You work your yeah, work your way up, you get a
yeah.
chance to observe how strong your will really is at the time.
Right, right, right. I remember one brother, man, his will was strong going into the fast. Then the chicken passed by. Then what that dog get the whiff of that chicken, boy. You know, man.
Cause
some of us, man, we need to go and check ourselves in the Chicken Anonymous. I am a chickenaholic.
Boy, you
I'm a chickenaholic. You know, and a lot of brothers, they know what I'm saying, because a lot of us, we have vices that we want to get rid of. But
yeah.
What's stopping you from getting rid of the vice? See, you got to have from the. See, you all need to understand something about about desire. Desire is a force. It's a strong force. Whatever you decide you desire to do something, and then you put a decisive point to it, then don't you know you can quit the things that you're trying to change cold turkey, as they call it. You can stop it immediately because, hey, I'm a living witness of it. I can tell y'all of the time when I smelled the cooking of chitlins for the first time. Brother, it smells. Man, it smells just like the Houston Zoo. When you walk up to a zoo and some animals, that's what it smelled like to me. And right then and there, I dropped it at the age of 18 years old. I dropped it by smelling it, and then I just dropped it. The teachings didn't come to me until I was 19, but it's just like, man, I was already tapped. Hey, man, you gotta let this stuff go. And brother, don't you know that after seeing myself just dropped it, nobody around me understood it. Understood. Well, you've been always eating it. Why ain't you eating it now? You know what I'm saying? And some people get offended if they see you trying to change something that they know that you do. But then you start dropping things around you, the things that you do, and then next thing you notice, then like you said, that obstacle thing start popping up to try to take you away from what it is that you are trying to achieve. See, Brother Farrakhan said something in the self-improvement, the basis for community development. That was a speech he made in Phoenix, Arizona. But it's also the subject of a list of study guides that he had put out. And you can get those at the Final Call or just go online. You can find them. But he said these words, brother. He said, brothers and sisters, each time we turn away from the struggle to overcome difficulty, there then is the deterioration of character. And there is destruction of the will. And the will that is within you is God's gift. It is his essence that he gives to man. And anything that deteriorates your will destroys your ability to cope with the problems of life. Struggle is ordained. Right to the point, right?
That's interesting.
Struggle is ordained. And you shared something, brother, about when you and your wife and some was eating at y'all plant. And
yeah.
When y'all dug up in
yeah.
it, you know what I'm saying? It was a struggle.
Yeah.
Every time you came, but you thought you rectified the problem, then you come back, then it look like something else is gone. It's kind of like when people get tired of them foxes. It's always a struggle.
Yeah, it's you know, that's one of the little simple things they is, you know.
Right.
Whether you're trying to grow a plant or whether you're trying to grow a business, you
right.
know, you're going to meet difficulty in trying to achieve that.
Mm-hmm.
And so you when you look at all of the things required in growing a plant, you'll see that those same things are required in growing a business.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, so your heart won't faint when you meet the difficulties that you have to deal with, you know.
Right.
And
right.
So we would love to see more people utilizing the will of God to achieve what it is they so desire.
Mm-hmm.
Being a righteous nature.
That's right. That's right. And in any way, that's the way you can access God.
Yeah.
You're gonna have to change, man. You can stop anything that you will to stop. Just put it that way. That power was given to you, as Minister Farrakhan said. It's a gift. See, the thing is, brother, and I believe I know what that is too. It's because for so many years. If you anything like myself, man, I've always been a giver. Even as a child, man, I would give my last dime to somebody who needed. I've never been comfortable with accepting. It's like I don't know how to accept. Somebody give me something, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, thank you. I mean, I really do appreciate it. But you know, at the same time, I've always been the person that gives and never really knew how to actually receive. And I think we're gonna have to probably talk about that in the next show. Because man, the God he gives to us daily. I mean, it's not. It's like the messenger said, man. We should be able to be praying to God every hour because of so much that He gives to us. But we have been made into a people who don't know how to receive. Somebody say something good about you, you really don't believe it because you don't know how to receive it. Oh boy, I tell you, man, this is gonna be a powerful group. I don't know when we're gonna finish it, and when it's gonna be done. But you know, I know you got some projects coming up pretty soon.
Well, we look forward to it, though.
Yes, sir. And everybody. So this is part one, and you all come back next week. Because we're running out of time now. We got about 2 minutes in the program. But, yeah, dear brother, that desire, you gotta have a strong want in order to bring about a change overnight. However, change does not happen overnight. Now, you can make a sound decision, and that's a difference. Because if you make a decision that you're going to stop something, trust me, you can stop it. And you'll never go back to it. I had a person that told me that they used to smoke, but then one day they realized something. Man, I'm losing all this money. I'm finding myself going, you know, I had to leave out the house, go out and smoke a cigarette, then come back. Then sometime I found myself waking up at 12 o'clock at night. You know what I'm saying? Lighting up a cigarette, but I don't smoke in the house, so I have to go outdoor. So the person, man, he just said, man, that look, I made a decision. I'm done with this. And he was done with it and never went back to it. If you're going to say you're done with something, don't sit back and entertain the things that you say that you're done with. That's the reptilian mind.
He was ready.
Yeah, he was ready. But the minute you start rationalizing, kind of like what you said, boy, I cracked up laughing so bad after we hung up on the telephone when I told you about that man with that snake, with the anaconda, and then you said, yeah, but he ain't one of them. And I mean, he talk, because you know how they talk, you got to become one with the snake. And like you said, but yeah, he ain't one of them. That reptilian mind, boy, make you change.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
And
that's how it is, man, with these vices and stuff you want to get rid of. You got, to be honest with you, we opened up, we talked about control. You got to understand what all that is and understand that how you can be able to use the gift that God gave you to change the things you want to change and to build the things you want to build in life. So we're going to be getting into that next week. Thank you all for listening to the narrative. I think, brother, yeah, we kind of went over a little bit. But that's
all right, brother.
Long talk and let us know. Okay, brother, we'll talk next week. We'll talk to everybody next week. Peace.
Peace.